The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Julie Penix with us, and I'd like to share this story and ask Dr. Penix if she can connect the medical dots to this story. Now, you know that there has been a what's been called a real estate bubble. And back in the late 1980s, tell you a story about the 1980s, and I'll bring it up to the 1990s, and then we'll relate it to medicine. But this does relate to medicine. I'd like Dr. Penix's analysis on what the link is to medicine, to real estate, and the economic bubble. Back in the 1980s, I was a real estate investor, and I would buy apartment buildings and single-family houses. I would finance them at 90%, so I would put 10% down, and the rest would be financed, and I would put tenants in them. The tenants would pay the rent, and the rent would cover the mortgage. And our credit worthiness was sufficient so that I could do this. And when I bought these properties, I had what was called a single-page standard addendum. At the top of the page, it said standard addendum. And that addendum was my addendum. The only thing that was standard about it is it said standard addendum. And I wrote it. It was very, very simple. And it said plumbing, heating, electrical systems must be operating properly at the time of settlement, and the roof will have no leaks. As simple as that. Plumbing, heating, and electrical operating properly at the time of settlement, and the roof will have no leaks. That was the standard addendum. And the property would be appraised by an appraiser. And what I found out was that because I offered less, a little bit less than the asking price, which was customary back then, the properties would always appraise at the listed asking price. Very interesting. And I thought, wow, isn't that amazing that the appraiser seems to think that the property value is the same as the realtor did when the realtor listed the property. Fast forward to the 1990s, the late 1990s. What I found out was that when I went to sell some of our properties, a realtor would come by and say, I'll tell you what, and I'm going to make these numbers up. First realtor would come by and say, I can sell it for you. I can get $100,000 for it. Second realtor we'd bring in to talk to him and meet him or her would say, I can get you more than 100. I can get you, let's say, 110. The next one would say, I can get you 120. Now, under normal circumstances, if that were the case with a typical husband and wife who own the property, who wouldn't say, well, honey, let's go with the guy that can get us the 120. Why should we go for 100 when we get 120? Now, so let's say we listed it with the one who said 120. Then let's say a contract comes in for 120. Well, someone's going to have to find an appraiser who will appraise that property at the 20% increase over what it's really worth because it's only worth 100. So now we have to have a series of people in collusion with the realtors to value that property or appraise that property at 20% higher. Now, this kept going on and on and on, and the numbers kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. the conspiracy became bigger and bigger and bigger. What really happened was the realtors, the appraisers, the banks, the mortgage companies were all involved in this, in my opinion. Now, ultimately, when we shipped our jobs to China and Mexico and Bangladesh and Sri Lanka, we stopped being able to afford some of these way overpriced, way overappraised in value homes. And they started going back to that old number of 100,000. Some of them hit 200,000 and came back to 100,000. Now, my question for Dr. Penick is, did something like that happen in the medical industry, the medical field, where you had an appraiser or the equivalent, you had the title search company, you had the lawyer, you had the surveyor, and you had the realtor. I mean, you had a whole bunch of people in between the two parties, and the bank and the mortgage company. You had all these individuals in between, in the mix between the two principals, which would be the buyer and the seller. And in the medical industry, it would be the doctor and the patient. Did something like that happen?
Well, excuse me, I may not be able to put it as eloquently in relationship that you did. However, what came in around that time was the beginnings of managed care, right?
Yes.
And so managed care, I guess, would be one of the players in the game in the medical market, just like the players of the game were in the real estate market you just described. And so they come in and say to the homeowner or to the healthcare practitioner, I am going to pay you X number of dollars for this service. And they're going to go out and sell that service then to big groups that they want to participate in their managed care plan. And they sell a rate to, let's say, a big employer, a manufacturing company that's in the area. And they agree to deliver services with this provider for this set fee. What happens to those people who are outside of that insider's network, who don't have insurance or don't have the managed care plan? The managed care plan gives it to the big employer at a discount over what the person who is going to buy insurance on their own can get or the person who pays cash can get. If you didn't know that and you went to the emergency room and the bill was $2,500, the managed care company might have had a contract with the provider of the emergency services to pay them 60 cents on the dollar. So that $2,500 ER bill, the service, then gets reimbursed at, $1,400. But if you go and you're not part of that managed care organization who made that contract with the provider of those services, you're going to get billed $2,500. And unless you know to ask for the same level of 40% discount, you're going to be required to pay the $2,500. Is that the same type thing that you're describing, Vince?
Well, it sure sounds pretty darn close, and I'll tell you why. So what happened was the realtor overvalued the property at just so he or she could get the listing agreement. Because
right.
In the way real estate works is there's a commission, and let's just say it's 6%. So the seller of the home says, okay, let's see, we're going to have to pay 6%. But I can get 120, or we can get 120,000 for the property that the first realtor said was worth just 100. So let's go sell it for 120. And then the 6% is split typically four ways. The listing agent gets 1/4. The listing broker gets 1/4. The selling broker gets 1/4, and the selling agent gets 1/4. So if a person just all they did was list the property, they'll get 25% or a quarter of the entire commission, regardless of who sells it. What a great racket. So we had a whole bunch of people trying to get listings. They didn't care about selling the houses. Somebody else would sell the house. All they had to do was get it listed on the market. So why not say that you can get more money than anybody else? Just list it with me. I'll get you $120,000 for this $100,000 property. So artificially, the prices of the houses, the asking prices, kept going up and up and up. Now, in the medical field, you're saying that you could get a discount if you bought it in bulk. Now, Dr. Penick, isn't the same thing true? If I went to a doctor and said, I'll pay you cash, but I'd like a discount. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Spinelli does that with her doctor, and she gets a third off right off the top.
Right.
By saying, I'll tell you what, instead of going through health insurance, I'll just pay you cash right now. Write you a check, give you a credit card, you pick it, and it's, okay, let's take, and they admit it. They say, oh, yeah, well, in this case, we always give you a third off or 30% off.
Yep. Exact same thing.
So what has happened? What has happened is how did these guys insert themselves between the two actual parties, between the doctors and their patients? Dr. Penick, is there a financial advantage for the doctors to have added three or four levels of middlemen between them and their patients?
No. John, if you think back to our discussion last hour of shortened times to spend with patients, when the healthcare providers became victims to the thought that they had to partner with managed care organizations, third-party payers, they then had someone walk into their practice life and dictate to them, you have to see X number of people a day to generate this much revenue. Or your practice, because we're going to pay you per person that you see on a flat rate. And then the managed care company says, well, in order to be able to sustain that level of payment to that provider, they're going to have to see 35 patients a day in an 8-hour day. Where before they became victim to that pressure of the managed care organization, they would decide how long they would spend with the patient, and they had much greater control over the fee that the patient paid for that. Like in my practice now, if you want to spend a half an hour with me, it's one rate. If you want to spend an hour with me, it's a different rate. You can select the amount of my time you want to get because you know the cost of you before you even make that selection.
Dr. Penick, I'd like to contrast two waiting rooms that I've been in. And when we come back, absolute stark difference between these two waiting rooms. Dr. Julie Penick, Penick Healthcare.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we talk about no whining, and Grace Thorne's sixth graders made this plaque for me, and it's right in the studio, and it says, no whining. So I don't want anybody to think Dr. Pennick and I are whining about the medical system, because there's an answer to this. And we'll tell you what it is in a minute. But one of our instructors, Dr. Pennick, is a dentist, and he happens to be my dentist. His name is Dr. Howard Shane. And I've had an appointment to visit Dr. Howard Shane, and he has a magnificent practice. He has six operatories. If you need a tooth manufactured to replace a broken tooth, he can make it right there. He has all the equipment, the CAD software, everything that's necessary to manufacture teeth. He's got the latest in digital technology for x-rays, so you get the minimum amount of x-ray exposure. I mean, his office is unbelievable. Okay, now, but his waiting room is tiny. It's elegant, but there aren't a lot of seats in it. And I had an appointment. I got there early. I had a 9 o'clock appointment. I got there before 9 o'clock, sat down, talked to the guy next to me. Boom, I'm called in at 9 o'clock. Here's the point. You contrast that with the doctor's office that we fired that's related to the hospital in our community, in the Springfield community, where that doctor's office has about 50 or more seats. That's like half the number of seats as we have in a meetup. It's absolutely packed. You have to, it's like driving, looking for a parking space, trying to find a seat in the doctor's office waiting room that has this managed care environment. Now, you wait about 45 to 90 minutes to go see your doctor. I believe it's because of double and triple booking of those 7-minute appointments. So, do you have a choice? I say yes. The choice is you could do what we did find another doctor and fire your doctor. Isn't that the case?
Well, absolutely. But you know what's sad, Vince, is too many people do not feel empowered to do that. What I say to them, by the time they finally make it to my practice, and which, by the way, when they look at what was billed to their insurance company from somebody else's healthcare visit,
mm-hmm.
not that they had to pay anything more than their quote-unquote copay, but when they look at what their insurance company was billed for that time, they get furious how much their insurance company is being asked to pay for what they thought was inadequate service. So by the time they get to my office, they finally had it there set up, and they finally feel empowered to take their health care choices into their own hands. But this is the mentality that we've developed since managed care came in, and I apologize because I've been in the healthcare arena since the 80s, mid to late 80s, and so I remember when we had what we called hospitalization insurance, which only covered in the case of a serious illness where you ended up in the hospital. Nobody was paying for your outpatient visits. You had to think long and hard if you had enough money to go see the doctor when you were sick. Otherwise, you doctored yourself at home, right, with good old-fashioned family remedies or whatever. Managed care comes onto the scene, and they say, we are going to manage your care for you. We're going to make sure that you're connected with a healthcare professional that you're going to be able to see on a routine once-a-year basis, and then when you get sick in between times, you're only going to have to pay a small copayment for that because you're going to pay us our premium so we can help you manage your care. What I believe happened to the American public at that time is we subrogated our decision-making, and we checked our brain in at the door of managed care, and we fell victim to the notion that our third-party payer, our insurance company, was responsible for taking care of our health, because that's quite honestly what they told us, right? Give us your money, and we're going to make sure you're taken care of. We forgot that we're still responsible for taking care of ourselves. And therefore, we abandon our brain and our ability to think, and we subrogate that to somebody else that our third-party payer has says, yeah, this is the person you're going to see to take care of you.
Dr. Pena, I have an analogy. Okay, go ahead.
And that's sad, really. That's sad. I tell people when they come to my office, do not check your brain at the door of my office. If I say something you don't understand, you don't believe, I will give you the same resources that I go to get the facts, and then you can judge for yourself. But don't check your brain in at anybody else's office door either.
Dr. Pena, when we come back, I've got an analogy, a little story that I'd like to tell about the Get Prepared Expo. You were there at that time that someone was advocating using insurance.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Julie Penick's with us. And Dr. Penick, I want to share something with you. We talked about your initial visit no less than 1 hour with your new patients. And I've gotten some people who have called and want to be on the air with us. And they'll say, I know this guy and he'd like to be on the air with you and just, you know, set it up. And I go, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. I don't do it that way. I like to talk to the person. I like to meet them initially. I want to make sure we're on the same page. And I usually spend at least an hour on the phone before I will agree to put someone on the air with us. And they think that really, because, you know, these other shows, and I don't know what shows we're talking about. I don't think they're talking about Genesis, our network here, or Liberty News Radio. I don't think they're talking about those networks. I think they're talking about maybe, you know, mainstream, where a guy or gal might be on as a guest for a few minutes or, you know, maybe 10 minutes. But I want to make sure that I know who this person is and do some research and background checking to make sure that I agree with this person. Well, here's an interesting story. So I don't just meet someone on the radio for the first time live. I mean, that's foolish to me. And I think you're saying that you need time to get to know your patients during the initial consultation. And you
want
to make sure that you fully understand. And it's required, in my opinion. Let me tell you a story. So Dr. Pennick and I are in agreement on that. Well, during one of the early expos, maybe it was expo number 2, possibly expo number 3, we had a guy who has a radio broadcast. And he wanted to be involved with us and teach about saving for the future so that you could plan for your financial future. And he talked about it, and he sent me some information, and I talked to him, and I thought, yeah, okay, this is good. Well, after he came to the expo, I anyway, liked what he had to say. He talked about putting money away and saving for a rainy day and those kinds of things. After I saw him at the expo, after his presentation, I said, well, how's it going? He goes, oh, it's terrible. These guys are crazy. These people that come to these expos, they're whack jobs. So I looked at him, I thought, this is impossible. What's he talking about? He said, well, I was telling them about life insurance and whole life insurance and how you really don't need to prepare and store stuff and accumulate skills and tools. All you have to do is have whole life insurance and it'll cover all your needs. He said he was afraid for his safety.
And rightfully so. And rightfully so. He didn't know his audience, did he?
No. Now you were at that very same expo. You've been to all of our expos, and so you know the kind of crowd that we have. And I mean, can you imagine? He was literally saying, you know, all you have to do, hey, insurance companies have never defaulted and you don't have to worry. All you have to have is life insurance and you've got this constant stream of income and you can do all these things with it. And our crowd is doing exactly what you're saying medically. What you're saying, and you know, I'm reading between the lines on a lot of what you're saying. You're saying, you know, don't go for a tune-up, you know, once in a while with your medical practitioner. You need to be in charge of your health. No one is more concerned about a person's health than that person. So that person needs to be in charge. Yeah. So we need to put good fuel in the system. Old fuel, stale fuel, fuel without the correct additives, meaning supplements, vitamins, nutrition. We're going to start stumbling, stalling, and we're going to be on the side of the road waiting for a tow truck, which would be the ambulance. And the garage to repair us would be the hospital's emergency room. If we're lucky.
If we're lucky. Yeah, I remember, Vince, along those same lines, when I was giving my talk, one of the questions that would almost always come up is, well, what, you know, because we are a group of preppers, right? And so we're thinking about the what ifs and if we're going to end up, you know, on this piece of property where we stockpile 25 years worth of freeze dry guy food. And, you know, and so the question comes up to me, since I'm the healthcare professional that comes to talk, well, what am I going to do about the medication? And I said, you're so busy preparing the ground that you're going to live on. Why don't you spend more time preparing the ground that you live in and making sure you don't need those medications when you need to be somewhere else? Because there's not going to be a pharmacy dispensing medications for your diabetes at that point in time. And I think it was a novel concept for many of them. And I said, now is the time to start changing what you do so that your physical body gets back to a balanced state of health. And I think it goes back to, we've just fallen victim to a mentality that our managed care company, our insurance company, is responsible for taking care of us. And every symptom we have has to be treated with a drug. We just, there's nothing else. I mean, God forbid I would have to change what I put in my mouth. God forbid that I would have to stop picking up my cigarettes. God forbid that I would have to stop staying up till 2 in the morning and then complaining how I feel tired all day the next day. Or God forbid I'd have to stop drinking a 12-pack of Diet Coke a day. God forbid I have to change anything I do. There has to be a pill out there to fix that for me, right? And so that's the focus of what I teach them about. Proper care and feeding of the vessel that's going to be where they live when they're out there living in the place that they've prepped to live in.
I think back about some of these annual checkups that I have, and, you know, my doctor does a very quick examination, and I always say the same thing. So, is there something I should be doing? Nope, you're doing fine. Is there something I should change? Nope, you're doing fine. Any supplements I should be taking? Nope, you're doing fine. You get all that out of the food you eat. Well, I mean, I am on a lot of supplements, so I guess my doctor didn't know that, you know, all these supplements that I take. The point is, so let's say $140 goes by in 7 minutes, and $20 a minute. So my feeling could be, Dr. Pennick, that, wait a minute, I just got gypped. I just spent $140. I waited in line in the waiting room with all these coughing and hacking people. I drove an hour to get here. It's an hour to get back. And he didn't give me a prescription. Come on. What a ripoff.
And you know what? That's the mentality. I have my first grandchild. He's 8 months old, and I love. I was out of town last week, so I wasn't really here to take care of him. But he has a great pediatrician, and so I taught my daughter some few things on the phone, and he was doing okay. He wasn't that sick, but she's a first-time mom, and I was getting ready to be the weekend, and so I could hear it in her conversations with me. Maybe I should bring him in to see the pediatrician before the weekend hits to make sure everything's okay. And so I got that, right? So I'm trying not to be the overbearing grandma mom. And I said, that's a great idea. Why don't you even get in with the pediatrician on Friday? So she did. But she went with strict instructions. You don't put him on anything until you talk to me first, because I'm not going to let him mess up my grandson. But what I loved about this pediatrician was this. She listened to him. She told my daughter, yes, I know he's had a cough for a week, but his lungs really sound okay. He's not running a fever. His drainage and discharge is clear. It's viral. He'll get over it. And she, having me as a mom, and trusting her pediatrician, totally was okay with that. But, you know, a lot of families would have almost come unglued and put on some kind of a crazy show. What do you mean he's okay? It's going to be the weekend. Don't you want to send me home with an antibiotic just in case he gets sicker over the weekend? And would have almost demanded something that they didn't need, because they want to feel like they got their $35 copay worth, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's exactly what I'm saying. It was tongue-in-cheek when I said, you know, I got ripped off because I didn't get a prescription for something that I didn't need. And yep. And I have a feeling that there are a lot of people out there who might feel that way. Not this class, not our listeners, but others out there. I can't believe it. I waited all that time. And he just said, go home, you're doing fine. How can that be? Something's wrong. The system's broken. I didn't get to use my medical insurance. And, you talked about billing. And what the insurance company is billed for by some of the medical professionals clicking away with that mouse on that checklist in order to ramp up the bills. Well, some of the patients, I've heard them say, well, yeah, it doesn't cost me anything. You know,
right.
It doesn't cost me anything. Really? Well, it's costing me because I'm not even sick. I go to my doctor and I have to, my insurance is, we got it down to maybe $250 a month and I want to get it down lower than that. But, and that, what's that for? To go see my doctor once a year for 7 minutes? I don't need it. I really don't need it. And I would love to have catastrophic hospitalization type insurance. That's what I'd like to pay for. I don't want to pay for reduced medical prescription features. I don't need it. I would rather have the prescription costs come down for everybody to get these middlemen out of the way. Really. We don't need them. And why do we want to have somebody somewhere in the cloud, on the internet, approving whether we can have a prescription that our doctor recommends in the first place? If a doctor recommends, well, for example, asthma patients, they're living on the end of that prescription. If they need that albuterol or that Proventil or that whatever it is, if it's absolutely required for them to live, why are we allowing somebody at the end of the keyboard somewhere in cyberspace to approve that? Why would we allow that to happen? We need to shut that down immediately. When we come back, how about Dr. Julie Penick's thoughts on that? People that we don't know. We don't even know where they are. We don't even know where their front door is to their business so we can go and vent our spleens at the outrage we have. We don't know where they are. Dr. Julie Penick and I will be right back. PenickHealthcare.com. P-E-N-I-C-K. Health.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
chips?
Take my new baby for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And a couple quick announcements. Freeze-dried guys got. He's got all of the government, U.S. government contract overrun of long-range patrol rations, the cold weather ration entrees. So if you're interested, 866-404-3663. That's toll-free, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dried guy, long-range patrol rations. He's got them. He's the only guy that's got them. Another announcement is, there's an auction going on for about 8,000 pounds of small arms brass, meaning once fired cartridges, the brass is left. The military is selling it. Now, I looked at this, and I was considering bidding on it, 8,000 pounds of 223 or 556 ball brass, okay, for the AR-15s. I was considering a bid of up to $8,000 for it. It was about $1,000 when I first saw it. Yesterday, the bid was to end, and it was around $25,000. My son called me and said, Dad, you won't believe it. Today, it's at $32,500 because they extended the auction, this military auction, for another 24 hours. So it's at $32,500. The price is absolutely ridiculously high, okay? And you pay a 10% buyer's premium. Why am I saying this? I believe that something is going on with this particular ammunition auction. I'm going to post it on the website for you to see. Another quick announcement. There's a hoax, and it's alleged that there's a squid, a very large squid, found off the coast of Santa Monica, California, 160 feet long, radioactive from Fukushima. Now, they have an 800 number, and you can call this 800 number for information about this squid, and it's like 1-800-BIG-FISH. Well, I believe that this thing was a hoax, so I called that number. It's an antique store. Don't call the number. Please don't call them because they're going to get charged with that call. It is a hoax. There is no big squid found off the coast of Santa Monica that's radioactive from Fukushima. However, the Japanese have found a squid that is 13 feet long, which is huge, okay, but it's not 160 feet long. So the next thing I'd like to do is before we and talk about how to vent our frustrations with our healthcare, managed healthcare system with Dr. Julie Pennick. Dr. Pennick, Do you think that sometime in the near future you might be available on a Monday night to come be at the meetup and share some of your advice and counsel?
Is the meetup at the same location?
Yeah, it's Ziggy's, 530 Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Mo.
Maybe, because I've just recently changed my office.
Okay, well, I don't want to hold you to it. I just want you to think about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd be among friends, of course. And if you can, let me know. I don't want to hold you to it, but just something to think about. We would love to have you share your medical advice and counsel. Because you are way outside the box of what we would normally experience.
I am definitely outside the box.
And I have a feeling that your enthusiasm will rub off on everyone there. So those are my thoughts. So venting our frustrations with managed care. Is there a way? I mean, I don't know who. I mean, I don't want to yell at somebody who is just, you know, being paid a minimum wage just to be yelled at. I don't want to do that. I mean, we all hate it. We all hate this system.
Well, I think we have been brainwashed into thinking that have to use the healthcare system that exists, or should I call it the sick care system that exists. And we're browbeat if we don't seek care there, and we're labeled as being an out-the-box nutcase. It's frustrating because I do believe we have been brainwashed into believing that's our only hope and our only way. Patients will say, well, I can't have that done, or I can't do that because my insurance won't pay for it. And I say to them, here's a novel concept. You're always able to pay for it on your own, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can fire your doctor. You can fire your healthcare system. As a matter of fact, our instructors, I don't know any of them who is interested in signing up for Obamacare. And Mrs. Spinelli said, what are you going to do about it? I said, I'm not going to do anything. They know where we live. If they want to come get me, bring it on. I'm not doing it. I'm not signing up for this charade.
You'll be in great company because of all the however many millions and millions of people that went without insurance. They've only had a couple million sign up. Where are the rest of the...
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.